USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Greta Thunberg, a 16-year-old Swedish climate activist, apologized after telling a group of young supporters while speaking in English that politicians should be, quote, put against a wall, end of quote. Critics allege the remark delivered in Italy meant she was advocating for violence against world leaders who dodge their responsibilities on climate change. She said, we have to make sure they can never do that, that we put them against the wall, and that they will have to do their jobs and protect our futures. She said the phrase in her native language means only to hold people accountable. She also said she's going to be taking a break from activism, saying she will be home for Christmas, then taking a long holiday break because you have to step away. Otherwise, you can't do this all the time. On Thursday, the 16-year-old became the youngest person to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A number of troops will be coming home from Afghanistan soon. From Washington, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
About 4,000 U.S. troops could be heading home from Afghanistan, as the White House is reportedly expected to make this announcement this week, according to NBC News. That will leave fewer than 9,000 American troops in Afghanistan. This word comes just days after a special representative for Afghanistan reconciliation did rejoin talks with the Taliban there. I'm Chris Barnes.
Nine presidential Democratic candidates, including the party's frontrunners, are urging the Democratic National Committee to reopen televised debates to a broader pool to better reflect the diversity of the current field. But the party officials signaled that they're unlikely to budge and change the rules used in recent months to determine who makes the stage. The candidates say the rules to determine who will appear have unnecessarily and artificially narrowed what started as the strongest and most diverse Democratic field in history. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As toxic volcanic gases fill the atmosphere around New Zealand's White Island, recovery efforts continue for at least two more victims. USA's John Clemens reports.
The two remaining victims are believed to be the tour guide and the boat captain who had taken the tourists to the island when the volcano erupted on Monday. 16 are known dead, while all the others suffered severe burns. New Zealand Police Deputy Commissioner Mike Clements said the recovery effort could not continue on Sunday due to poor weather conditions in the danger of another eruption.
Eight bodies had been seen by those that were on the mountain immediately after the eruption, and we had always anticipated recovering six of those bodies, and we had a task to do with regard to the remaining two.
Scientists warn the White Island volcano, which is the exposed tip of a mostly undersea volcano, is highly volatile and could erupt again. I'm John Clemens.
Louisiana State University quarterback Joe Burrow is the 2019 Heisman Memorial Trophy winner. The award was presented at the end of an hour-long ceremony. Burrow has led the LSU Tigers to a 13-0 record in 2019 and the top spot in the college football playoff bracket. The LSU quarterback was considered a favorite coming into the ceremony. Burrow is a transfer from Ohio State. He made the move to LSU when he realized Dwayne Haskins, now the quarterback for the Washington Redskins, would be named the starting quarterback in Ohio State in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.